Hi everyone, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, Governor of the Bank of Ghana expresses concern about individuals hoarding huge amounts of foreign currencies in their homes. Assures measures are being instituted to deal with monies outside banks. Meanwhile, Cedi expected to remain stable this week due to improving foreign exchange liquidity on the market. Plus, partner Deloitte Ghana Yaolati calls on government to cut the corporate income tax by 5% for some industries and institutions in the mid-year budget. Details coming up. My name is Darryl Kwal. Thanks for being with us this morning. First up, Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, has expressed concerns about individuals hoarding huge amounts of foreign currencies in their homes. George Afia has more on this and other developments at the press briefing by the Monetary Policy Committee.
The governor's concerns follows the question posed during the press conference at the Monetary Policy Committee meeting about the former Minister of Sanitation and Water Resources hoarding about $1 million in a house. This is what the governor had to say.
Yes, we are all worried, but really, this is a matter that is still unfolding, involving the court, so there's not much that one can say.
The governor also disclosed that they are taking some decisive measures to deal with liquidity and monies outside the banks.
So you'll see that Bank of Ghana open market operations have also been increased. So this is an area where the bank is, you know, taking a very close look at. Yeah.
Commercial banks in the country are expected to submit their recapitalization plans to the Bank of Ghana by September this year. But the governor has maintained that all the commercial banks have met these requirements way before the September deadline. He also announced that the central bank has restored the Forex license of Fidelity Bank and First National Bank.
He actually reduced the punishment. They didn't do a full month.
Dr. Ernest Addison has been given some clarity on reports that the IMF has directed the Bank of Ghana to halt the gold for oil program.
The only issue that came up was our exposure, to ensure that we don't increase our exposure further to the gold for oil policy.
The governor of the Bank of Ghana, however, maintained that there's a need for fiscal support to help contain the inflation rate spike, as the monetary measures would not be enough to deal with the situation.
George Afia with that report. The Ghana Cedi is expected to remain stable this week due to improving foreign exchange liquidity on the market. Last week, the local currency endured demand pressures but remained stable. This is due to the Bank of Ghana's sell-side intervention and improved forex inflows from the services sector. The foreign exchange demand was recorded for imports in the energy, manufacturing and telecommunications sectors. Analysts expect the central bank to keep reducing its foreign exchange intervention on the spot market in line with directives from the International Monetary Fund. So this morning on the currency market, the dollar going for 11 cedis 70 pesos, that's on the forex or retail market, the pound going for 15 cedis 20 pesos, and the euro going for 12 cedis 85 pesos. The private sector will struggle to expand under the current International Monetary Fund program. This is forecast by economist Professor Gopher Bokwing. He's of the view that periodic adjustments in utility tariffs and increases in taxes will hit private businesses and stifle growth. Speaking to Joy Business, Professor Bokwing warned that the situation could lead to job losses in the immediate term.
The trade-off will come in the form of the fact that growth will decelerate, and also the fiscal consolidation measures or the fiscal adjustment, the utility price adjustment plan under the program is going to affect businesses and households in the immediate. But then in the medium to the long term, we expect that growth will rebound, and then growth will be maybe probably inclusive, and we'll rope them in.
Economist Professor Gopher Bokwing there. A partner at Deloitte Ghana Yaolati has called on government to strategically review the corporate income tax for some industries and institutions if it wants to rake in the needed revenue. According to him, government can use the mid-year budget to slash the corporate tax by 5% to 20%, from 20% to stimulate growth. Yaolati has been speaking to Joy Business ahead of the mid-year budget.
The main budget for 2024, we have to look at the corporate tax, income tax rates. So historically, you would have 25%, and there will be a combination of increasing it to 30%. Government should be strategic about some industries. So for certain sectors of the economy that we expect to drive economic growth, we can have them enjoy some concession about 5 percentage points. So whereas all other industries are paying 25%, some strategic sectors of the economy should be paying 20%. So that's a strategic initiative that we expect to happen.
You had the partner Deloitte Ghana Yaolate asking the government to slash corporate tax by 5% to 20%. Now, government has reiterated the country's position as the best in terms of investments to support the growth of businesses across all sectors. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Katie Hammond, explains that there are proper regulatory frameworks readily available to protect players in key sectors of the economy. He was speaking when Mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, paid a courtesy call on him.
We say we have the best ambience to do business. We have the human resource capacity. We have the appropriate legislature. We have put together the best that any investor would be happy to have.
Katie Hammond there, Minister of Trade and Industry. Ghana will be playing host to one of the biggest data centers on the continent as part of the redeveloped International Trade Fair Center. According to Chief Executive Dr. Agnes Edu, processes have begun for the establishment of a technology hub which is expected to support the country's digital economy drive. She was speaking with Joy Business.
Tech Hub is one of the components that we are building here. We have a developer, Africa Data Center, who has come on board, supported by the American government, to put a data center here. Data center is how the world moves nowadays. Your phone, your whatever, online shopping, e-commerce. If you don't have a robust data center supporting storage of data, you really cannot move forward in the economy. I think for so long, Africa has been left out of the infrastructure conversation when it comes to technology. We are changing that. We think that we shouldn't have to store data in America to be able to function as a bank here or as a telco here.
Dr. Agnes Edu is Chief Executive of the Ghana International Trade Fair Center. We have some more news for you. Stakeholders in the poultry industry are calling on government to invest in the sector, especially feed production, to reduce prices. The government will soon impose an import quota on frozen chicken, but the account executive of Sub-Saharan Africa for USA Poultry and Egg Export Council, Rose Queros, wants the government to check the cost of feed to ensure full realization of the poultry sector. She spoke at a training program of culinary skills for students from technical universities.
We have tried. Unfortunately, what the problem is in most of sub-Saharan countries is the cost of feed is very expensive because you use it mainly as a staple meal in Africa. So feed is very expensive and vaccines are very expensive. So that becomes difficult. Where we can assist is by assisting with doing programs like this. This is a very successful program, and this is where we assist to promote people to then go on to either farming or become world-renowned chefs one day, and that is the way that we assist.
Account executive of Sub-Saharan Africa for USA Poultry and Egg Export Council, Rose Queros there. Now, energy strategist Dr. Yusuf Suleiman is urging government to consider looking for a strategic investor to help build petroleum reserves to avert imminent petroleum crisis. His advice follows an assertion by the bulk oil and transportation company BOSS that Ghana does not have a strategic petroleum reserve for crisis situations. Now, commenting on this matter to Joy Business, Dr. Suleiman said getting an investor is the only viable option to address the imminent danger.
If a private player should come in and build Minita, the person is going to reap more profits. Though it's very expensive, but I think it's potential. So yes, if a private player can do that and then commercialize the tanks, that's the way to go. You see BOST, you see TOR, you see GMPC. These infrastructures are key to our energy security. But unfortunately, we haven't run them optimally to the best, to give it that positive, return that we require. So yes, if there's any possibility to do that, why not? If you look at US, which I always mention, Oklahoma, Cushing, it's structured like BOST. We depots dotted so many areas. We haven't used these depots, So yes, we have to retool BOST and make it a bit vibrant, and let it come back to its core mandate.
Energy strategist Dr. Yusuf Suleiman. Let's turn to the current commodity market. Quick update from there. Crude oil selling this morning at $82 a barrel. Gold trading at $1,960 an ounce after going up by $6. Cocoa gained $2 to open trading at $3,417 a ton. On today's edition of Investor Eye, we speak to Zakaria Haruna-Baba, who is Senior Manager in charge of Risk Management Department at the Securities and Exchange Commission. He advises investors to periodically visit the websites of financial regulators such as the Bank of Ghana and the Securities and Exchange Commission to get updated information.